You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
When you say you love me,
it doesn't matter. I was about ready to do a freestyle. Good morning! You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. I was about to break one out, Telly. Listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning, good morning. It is the first of the month, Monday, July 1st, 2024. The good news is that for you, it's a short week. Before break, we were talking about during Thursday's presidential debate between former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden, when asked about immigration, Trump responded, and I'm quoting here, that I'm laughing because, again, over the weekend, it appeared as though the Democratic Party was thinking that this would be great to just emphasize and leverage as part of swaying any black voters who weren't convinced that they should vote for Biden. President Trump says, and I quote, "They're taking black jobs now, and it could be 18, it could be 19, and even 20 million people." Former President Donald Trump said in the debate Thursday about the role immigrants play in the U.S. economy. Our Truth Talking text line is blowing up. We've got three callers. First, Eastside Corey, thank you for holding. You and Telly.
Hey.
We're talking about why is it that we always got to correct Trump?
Yeah, yeah. Why is that? Well, I mean, you had a commercial break and everything, Eastside Corey, to come up with a good answer. Why do we always have to clarify what he trying to say?
Because the people at a certain age come from a certain era and say stuff that they say racist stuff. They don't even realize they're saying it, and it's either us. We as from that same generation have to correct and say, hey, don't say it like that. Say it like this, or don't say it at all. Okay, here's why.
Okay,
but you know, it's a Karen situation. It's like this. It's an entitlement state of mind we're always competing with, or we're always trying to convince that we matter. We need to stop doing that and need to start doing for ourselves because we're on our own. That's what came clear to me through this whole process. They don't bit more care about black folks than either one of them. Okay? We got to come up with our own set of Wall Street. Okay? Let's go back to what we were doing for ourselves and stop looking for these politicians to give us the things that we want or need. Because you know what? It's so much more than this presidency to be a great American or get America great again. I was thinking about all the music that we have contributed over the last two centuries. Just if there was no jazz, if there was no hip hop, if there was no rock and roll, where would this country be? Just that.
Thank
alone,
you so much, okay? Eastside Corey. We so appreciate you for calling and sharing your perspective. I agree with Eastside Corey. Al from Sherman Park, you are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Hey, I was just going to piggyback off of Corey's comments. First of all, we as black people have to realize that politics is transactional. It's not about your emotions, about how the politician feels about you. And I understood exactly what he said about the black jobs. This is black jobs, I wrote in the comments. It's the opposite of black unemployment. And what they've let across the border over the last 3 years probably will come to about 18 million people. But overall, that affects all labor, not just black, Hispanic. It also affects white labor because the more laborers you have, the lower employers can get you for price to work, okay? You have to be cautious about that. But one thing I'm hoping that people will see about the Democrat Party is that they use black people for bait and switch. Now, they use black women, and they use Kamala to attract black women. But when they talk about the succession plan, about who will take over for Joe Biden, is Kamala mentioned? They mention everybody else but Kamala. And she's out there defending this man on the worst debate night of his life. And to me, that would be a slap in the face if I was Kamala. You know, I'm out here defending this man, but they don't even mention me in the succession plan. And you have to understand about the Democrat Party, they will use anybody. They will tell you that you are out there for civil rights for black and brown people, and by the time it gets done, it'll be a whole bunch of Hispanics and Asians, and the black people will be left behind. They'll usher them ahead of you and give them the resources in your community that you've been asking for. That's what the people in Chicago are so angry about, that when the migrants came, the resources they were asking for, the housing, converting schools to housing, they gave it to the migrants. They gave them health care, and they gave them rent payments and expenses on those those prepaid debit cards. They weren't giving black people that, but then they suddenly came up with this money, this COVID money they found that they were able to funnel into that. You, the bait and switch for the black community should be an eye-opener to understand that politics is transactional. Find out what they're going to do for you before you vote their butts in office.
Well, there you have it. Thank you so much, Al from Sherman Park. We have one more caller. Vincent, good morning. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, DT and Telly. First of all, you have to look at black unemployment. It's at one of the lowest points in history in this country. So the fact is that when he talks about black jobs and Hispanic jobs being taken, the point is that these are Hispanic and Latino people who are coming here. So they're taking Hispanic jobs from Hispanics and Latinos. It makes no sense. The fact is that when you become a part of this Republican Party, you have to go into this rabbit hole. When Tim Scott in the debate said there's no more racism in America, when you had the Latina lady in Missouri that's running for attorney general going off on Juneteenth Day and reparations and telling black folks they need to, if they don't like it, they need to get the you-know-what out of America. This is the kind of rabbit hole that African Americans and Latina and Hispanic people have to go down in order to be the part of this party. The fact is, Donald Trump couldn't explain anything that he did for black folks. And so when you look at the job situation for African American and Hispanics in this country, I think that tells the story. And black folks are not out there picking raspberries and strawberries. These are the types of jobs that these individuals are doing for us in America. The fact is that the produce in this country, you're talking about it's being high now, the fact is it would be outrageous if we didn't have individuals that go out there and do these kind of things. And so no, they're not taking the jobs of black people, but the point is that Donald Trump cannot explain why black unemployment and Hispanic unemployment is as low as it is. And he has no plan for it, and that's my point.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, Vincent. Wow, what do you think? What are your reactions, Telly, based on our callers? Because they obviously, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack. And the only thing I could think of, and I think each one did a great job of explaining what they took from those comments. And it wasn't just, you know, there are black jobs, because you can, you know, raise the question, well, what are white jobs? Like if he said, hey, you know, we're going to make sure that we protect the white jobs and we're going to protect, like, what are white jobs as opposed to black jobs? But I mean, if it's, you know, the way that, you know, our last three callers have taken it and just looked at it as, hey, we need to start doing for ourselves as opposed to always relying or even caring about what they think or how they feel about you. So good callers, good points, all valid points, in my opinion.
I just don't understand why there. OK, so there has been an attack on black Americans over the past 2 or 3 years. Once the DE&I phenomenon sizzled down, because remember when the murder of George Floyd went viral, and I mean in terms of the entire world was watching, you had predominantly white companies or employers that were giving millions and millions of dollars to organizations like Black Lives Matter, and they were reallocating budgets on existing or activating DE&I initiatives, whether that was, okay, we're now going to place a C-suite level role specific to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And over the past 2 or 3 years, Telly, the headlines literally have read, DE&I will be removed. You can no longer teach Black history in certain states. You can no longer have DE&I anything. States like Alabama, Texas, Florida. There is an attack on Black people in this country, whether we want to say it or not. And the reality is that former President Donald Trump, by talking about Black jobs, and, you know, Telly, when you said, well, what are white jobs? It doesn't matter. He's been who he is. We know who he is. We know what is happening in this country. Legislation has replaced white-only signs. They are literally making laws that, to me, are an attempt to remove our wealth, our health, our success. You've got cities where, like, Milwaukee is the largest city in the state of Wisconsin, and we have all Black leaders in terms of mayor, county executive, sheriff, etc. And you still have Black people struggling financially. And that is because at both the state and federal level, the government is literally letting us know, y'all got too much. Y'all doing the most. So when we come back from break, we're going to continue this conversation. You're listening to The Best Morning Show. We want to hear your thoughts and reactions. 833-212-1017. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Milwaukee, this is the last week of Summerfest, so be sure to come and enjoy the world's largest music festival this Thursday through Saturday. Many of music's top artists and Milwaukee's very own will be performing at Summerfest this year. Check out 101.7 The Truth's very own DJ Brother Z and Wave Chappelle shut down Summerfest for the 4th of July. Check out 414 Big Frank and JP as they set the stage on fire for none other than Little Uzi Vert. And don't forget, they have someone for all the lovers, Bryson Tiller, Maroon 5, and more. So don't miss out on all the fun at Milwaukee's biggest summer party. Get your tickets now at summerfest.com. Summerfest is presented by our founding partner, American Family Insurance. And thank you to our official Summerfest food provider, Major Goolsby's.
And Truth Nation, here's your chance to win some money to get down to Summerfest. That's right. Our one call, that's all, 5K Gruber 5K giveaway is your, this is your chance to enter today. That's right. $5,000. Be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017 and you will be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com.
If you're just tuning in, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Again, you do not want to miss any episodes. And if you happen to miss a live episode, guess what? We got you taken care of. Just subscribe right now to our YouTube channel, 101.7 The Truth. You can also download the Truth app. Go to your smartphone, go to your app store, and download the Truth right now. And also, as Telly had mentioned, we give away so many things. So you'll also get those push notifications to keep you posted when it's time to win some fabulous prizes or some fabulous money. Now, before break, we were talking about Thursday's presidential debate. There was many reactions. Overall, the highest focus was President Biden pretty much failing. Now, yes. There was also a question during the debate on Thursday in Atlanta between former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden, where they were asked about immigration laws, reform, etc. And as a result of former President Donald Trump's response, including black jobs, a number of black people have been questioning what Donald Trump meant by black jobs during the debate. Telly, he said what he said. And going back to Eastside Corey's point, you know, based on his conditioning, based on his background, based on his association with black people, are we really surprised that he said that? And the fact that it's not about whether or not it was right or wrong. This man is running for re-election. And I believe that the Democratic Party using his black jobs and Hispanic jobs comment as a strategy to sway black voters, I think it's a waste of time. Because Trump has been who he is from day one. He's been consistent in terms of comments where from both a gender, sexual orientation, religion, and race, pretty much any aspect of diversity. Former President Donald Trump has made comments where a lot of folks were like, what? He said what he said. He is who he is.
Yeah. No shock value whatsoever, in my opinion. Like I said, it didn't even register on the radar. That I mean, he has said and done far worse than saying that, hey, we have these, you know, 20 million, migrants that are coming in and taking the black jobs and Hispanic jobs. And so to me, it was just another one of the, another drop in the flood of lies that he was spewing out on last Thursday.
Well, I'm black and I'm a woman and I live in America and I know, and I've said this several times, due to the elimination of DE&I programs and initiatives all over this country, including in this city of Milwaukee, the policies and procedures and efforts that a number of conservatives are making in this country are impacting black people across education, affordable housing, and health care. And as a black person, I'm really about who's on my city council. Who's a state legislator? Who are the representatives that actually like write the bills and write legislation? Because it is clear that based on what has happened over the past 2 years, there are attempts. There are actions, legislation, and further plans in upcoming years to eliminate funds, programs, and initiatives that are targeted towards helping black people in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Department of Education. They're like, no, MPS, have a seat.
Yeah. And City Boy 826 on our YouTube message board said, as soon as the city of Milwaukee got that tax money, black politicians voted themselves a raise. Where is the raise for Milwaukee residents? Why is the mayor needing $160,000 a year or aldermen's making $84,000 a year?
And see, these are the kind of questions, Telly, that we should be asking. Whether the answer is for us or against us, we need to be focusing on local, state legislators, policymakers, because the writing is on the wall. Over the past 2 or 3 years, both the state legislation of Wisconsin, including the city of Milwaukee elected officials, whether they had to do it or not, if this is the right thing, and it's a direct attack on black people.
Yes.
And so when former President Donald Trump says black jobs, and you're like, oh, did you hear?
What does he mean?
What is he? Explain yourself. First of all, he's not going to explain himself to nobody. Let's get that clear. He didn't even want to get off the stage and shake the moderator's hand after the debate was finished. He grabbed his coat and was like, now what? He's not going to explain anything. He hasn't had to. And he's got enough. The man raised, what, almost $40 million on GoFundMe during his wow. trial?
Are you kidding me? We're not even going to talk about the money that has been raised by Republicans and other supporters, where he's not even has to pay anything for his upcoming trial in Florida. That's already taken care of. His lawyer fees.
What does that tell you?
Is already taken care of. That.
What does that tell you, Telly? when you read headlines that are saying we are removing any reference to slavery or black history as part of U.S. history, we are removing, we are eliminating, we are obsoleting DE&I. When you see this, these types of legislation, laws, saying that is no longer part of democracy in this country, you focusing on what Donald Trump said during the debate, knowing who he is?
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Right.
We got to do better than that.
That ain't happening. Yeah, that ain't happening.
It's not. And so for me, it was Tuesday. Yeah. Look, it was a Tuesday when he said it. I was not shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I still am. I'm voting. I'm voting. But again, still considering. And with that being said, I want to really get more involved with the state and local legislators, because again, President Trump and President Biden, former President Trump, they're going to continue to talk about each other, including golf handicap. Are you for real right now? Telling they were talking about the golf handicap. They're going to continue to do that. And we as black people in this country, we're going to have to make some serious decisions in terms of, you know, how we operate as a race as well as individuals. That's just how I feel.
Yeah. That's pretty much we have to realize what's important to us. And I mean, what they're talking about definitely doesn't have anything to do with the progression of our community and this country moving forward.
Speaking of moving forward, now this man has been deceased since 2009. Michael Jackson is in headlines once again. At the time of his death, again, back in 2009, it has been reported, based on recent court records, that the king of pop, Michael Jackson, is in some serious debt, which is impacting the beneficiaries of his estate, which also include his three children and his mother, Katherine Jackson. We come back from break. We're going to get more into Michael Jackson's current court records revealing that he is in some serious debt, what the family is saying. And for me, it's like, he's gone. Can we let this man rest in peace? As we come back, more headlines regarding Michael Jackson, as well as AI software, artificial intelligence software, has been amended based on wrongful arrest, including a number of black men in this country. That and other hot topics to come. Stay tuned. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, you definitely want to keep it locked right here on 101.7 The Truth, because we are giving away some top-notch prizes. This is the last weekend to experience the big party on the lake. And guess what? The award-winning 101.7 The Truth has the hookup. Now is your chance to win a pair of wristbands to see Bryson Tiller live at Summerfest. Call now at 833-212-1017 and be caller number, and we'll make it easy this time, we'll make it caller number three. Lucky number three right now. Call in 833-212-1017 to win these wristbands.
Well, in recent headlines, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, who died in 2009, has reportedly left over $500 million in debt. So at the time of his death, the star's assets were subject to more than $500 million of debt and creditors' claim, according to recent court records. According to NBC News, Michael Jackson was preparing for a tour when he died at his Los Angeles mansion, and the diagnosis of his death was acute propofol, and Telly, you got to help me out, propofol intoxication. Now, the executors of his estate, propofol, I was going to say, look, you know, Evansville, Indiana Public School, I'll be telling y'all, help me out. Now, propofol. At the time of Michael Jackson's death, again, this is according to a report from NBC News, Michael Jackson's most significant assets were subject to more than $500 million of debt and creditors' claims, with some of the debt accruing. And see, this is where I think, Telly, this is where it's the reason why it's so high is because the debt accruing interest at extremely high interest rates, and some debt is in default based on the paperwork filed. So right before his death, Michael Jackson was about to, and do you remember this, Telly, when he announced he was going to go on tour? This is it. He was going to do 51 performances in London at the O2 Arena. Remember that? Because look, I'm going to tell you right now, in 2009, I ain't have no money. None. But I was going to try to figure out which of my financial sponsors, I'm just playing, how was I going to get to London in July of 2009?
Can I drive over there?
What? Were you there? I'm like, now how can I get to London with good looks and no a positive attitude, great personality, and no money? But in all seriousness, in the March 2024 filing by the executors for the estate, which is John Branca and Executive John McClain, and their attorneys, Jonathan Stein-Sapir and Saul Ewing, stated that the estate was heavily in debt and on the verge of bankruptcy when the entertainer died. Now the estate is valued at over $2 billion. Now, where it gets problematic, Telly, is that Michael Jackson's mother, Katherine Jackson, and his three children, Paris, Prince, and Biji, cannot receive any of their trust fund money until the estate resolves this ongoing dispute with the IRS. Now, the estate filed on Tuesday, May 28th, clarified that while the beneficiaries can't receive the funds, it does not impact the money they will have allocated as part of this mess. It's according to the news, Katherine Jackson has received $55 million to date in allowances. They didn't reveal what the kids received, but in terms of trust fund, because think about it, Telly, if Michael Jackson was your dad, do you really think them kids was prepared to go back into the work, like the workforce? Like, Michael Jackson's my dad. Y'all hiring? Like, for real?
Wait a minute. How much has Katherine Jackson received so far?
Look at Telly. He's like, wait a minute. Rewind that back. Katherine is a life beneficiary of Michael Jackson's estate. And although the trust fund for the children is at risk, Jackson's mother and children still receive an allowance through the singer's estate. Katherine, mother Michael Jackson, has received over $55 million since the singer's 2009 passing.
Wow. Okay. Because it just seems like there's a lot of conflicting information, because on one end, you know, you're hearing about this debt, but on the other end, you heard about him purchasing the Beatles master catalog, and that is supposed to be worth, you know, close up to billions of dollars. So, I mean, which one is it? And
well,
you know, what, like, where is this money sitting at? Why can't this be resolved, I guess, is my question.
Well, based on the reports, so the estate is in a dispute with the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. So regardless of what he owned or what his liquid assets, as well as, you know, any type of investments, such as, you know, owning the master's catalog of the Beatles, if you didn't pay your taxes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't care who you
were. I'm just like, if you didn't pay your taxes, and look, dun, 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 dun. And to your point, Telly, the IRS doesn't care who you are. Mm-hmm. Oh, you bought the Beatles Masters? That was what worth? So that means you have about, let's see, and I'm just guessing.
What we need.
And we could back check. But you never, and see, that's what often happens. I remember when Red Fox passed away, Sammy Davis Jr. passed away. All these people were coming out of the woodworks saying that, you know, that both Red Fox and Sammy Davis Jr. left their families in major debt because of the tax issue.
Yeah. Wow.
And here we are again.
I mean, but back then, those the things that they used to do to try and avoid taxes and the, you know, the money under the table and just as Ron Isley, just as Wesley Snipes, these are people that
ask a lot of major athletes, professional athletes.
Yeah, you can go to jail for not doing that. So, I really hope that this isn't something that continues to go on for years and years and years, and those, you know, his kids aren't able to get what he wanted and intended them to have. And because of a lot of other legal jargon. But, yeah, I mean, the IRS does not care who you are.
If I was one of Michael Jackson's kids, first of all, worst case scenario, Auntie Janet, hello. my last name is Jackson.
Blanket? I'm Blanket. You don't remember Blanket?
I got 8 uncles and aunts. That are Jackson.
All of them ain't doing it, but all of them ain't doing, like, you know, probably ain't doing that great.
Okay. All right, Telly. Well, I tell you what, I've never seen any of the Jackson family, maybe LaToya. But I was going to say, I ain't never seen any of them talking about they broke. Man, I'm out
you
here broke. Maybe LaToya.
No Jackson GoFundMe's.
Think about it. Like, if you're my brother and you're Michael Jackson, brother, uncle, cousin, whatever. I'm good.
You should be taken care of. That's my thing. Like, it's been 15 years and you've received $55 million. Yes, I'm sure you've been straight. You ain't had to go and sit down there at the unemployment line or anything. But if you only get 55 of what you believe is much, much more, then you're going to be like, hey, let me make sure that, you know, this gets taken care of. And I'm sure it's a burden on them. Probably something they think about every single day. Just trying to get resolved because, again, 15 years later, this man still can't really rest in peace.
Man. Still can't rest in peace. Although, Telly, I'm going to push back on the last comment about, you know, if you only getting $55 million, I can't associate the word only.
They put only.
I'm like, what? Only.
Good catch.
give me 1% of that, and I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, $55 million. I mean, yes, $55 million. That's something. That ain't no only either. So yes.
Well, the bottom line is the seriousness of this is the fact that you are Michael Jackson. And if anything, not just your immediate children, but your kids should be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Like the legacy of Michael Jackson. Because here's what I hope does not happen is that, you know, 20, 30 years from now, when his three children are thinking about, you know, or already having their families and they're, you know, you can't walk anywhere in this world and not hear or see a Michael Jackson record. Period. Right. I mean, he's still 15 years later. He's played, adored, admired everywhere, despite some of the controversy. So it would be, to me, it would be so incredibly hurtful to, you know, be Michael Jackson's granddaughter or grandson, great-great-granddaughter, great-great-grandson, and have nothing, have absolutely nothing. That, to me, I just pray that does not happen because of the contributions that the Jacksons as a family made to pop culture, made to society. Their kids, definitely their kids should not be out here broke.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, to me, it's still kind of amazing that there hasn't been any, to my attention and my knowledge, things that commemorate the contributions he made to society. Like, is, you know, there should be a Jackson Museum, or I mean, just their careers. They're documented in different places. I've been to the Motown Museum, and there's a lot of Jackson stuff there. But again, I mean, these are the things and the contributions that they made that are still very prevalent to this day. To me, it's just, you don't think that an icon of his stature would ever have to deal with these things that, you know, us more common folk got to deal with.
I'm definitely common folk when it comes to only $55 million. On our YouTube message board, City Boy asks, isn't Janet a billionaire? I don't know what kind, but I know she's an heir. She's definitely an heir. I don't know if it's a 100 millionaire or a billionaire, but she ain't hurting.
Ain't
she's on tour right now. Right?
Yeah, she,
would you say,
no
Telly, she's not a thousand?
She's not a thousandaire.
Woo, man. But yes, Creation Muse on our YouTube message board says, usually when a celebrity dies, their value increases tremendously, especially in the case of Michael Jackson. If he was broke, it's because they devalued the mess out of his assets. And I'll even add to that and say, okay, listen, you just said it, Telly. You got a black man who owned masters of the Beatles, the biggest selling pop or rock group. You ain't supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Dr. Umar Johnson. And there are a lot of things that he says that I agree with, and there are some things that he says that I don't agree with. But one of the things that I definitely agree with, that he was like, look at all the black men in this country who were in the financial position to make some major moves. Bill Cosby, NBC. Michael Jackson, the Beatles. Even, you know, Sean Puffy Combs, who became a billionaire and was a huge, huge business owner. But then when you got messy and started talking too much and suing companies for racial discrimination, boom. And so it's a shame that they are still, to your point, making Michael Jackson's life, as he is resting in peace, a living H-E double hockey stick. Good morning, Al. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Well, my question and comment is, if black people really, really want respect from the Republican Party and people like Trump, and once you do this, you won't need their resources. You won't need nothing from them. Treat them like they're a Negro. Because now everybody is on the same level, and now everybody put their pants on one leg at a time, which means you won't be putting them on no higher level. Treat them like they're black. And we all know they don't want to be categorized that. You got to treat them like one, or treat them like one that's less than one, because we've been giving them too many acolytes. Well, I don't give them acolytes, but that's what you got to treat them like if you really want respect. And if you feel you can't do that, then that's on you. But you got to treat them like they're a Negro, for one that's less than. And we all know how we see each other, and we all know how we treat each other. Treat them the same way, and you'll get the respect you want. Have a great morning.
Thank you, Al. Thank you for sharing your perspective, as always. Telly, I know before talking about Michael Jackson, the most recent headlines in the Michael Jackson estate, we were talking about the reactions to former President Donald Trump's reference to black jobs and Hispanic jobs during Thursday's presidential debate. And again, I think if we were to recap the general statement from our valued listeners, is that, you know, we got to really go back to, where are we operating? How are we operating as a community? Because no other communities are vocal about, explain yourself, Donald Trump, or what did you mean by that? They, other communities are focusing on how to keep the dollar in their community. And he said what he said.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the average dollar.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the average dollar in the black community stays in our community 1.5 to 2 days, where other communities, it could go as far as 30 days that money does not leave that community.
Yeah, yeah. And again, we just have to do better and stop just relying on and caring about what other people think or waiting for them to better your situation, because they don't wake up thinking about bettering your situation. So you need to figure it out yourself.
I just don't understand why we put so much time and energy into reacting shocked or confused when, again, former President Donald Trump has shown who he is from day one. Yeah. And when you look at the legislative actions that have taken place across states in this country, including Wisconsin, specific to DEI, and you're worried about what President Trump said? Yeah. I mean, this is a major election, but it also, we got to get more acclimated and involved with our local and state government. Like, how come nobody asked, you know, the speaker of, was it Robin Voss? How come nobody asked him to explain himself when he forced the UW Board of Regents to take the low hanging fruit and eliminate D&I? How come nobody asked him to explain?
Mm-hmm.
You choose your battles, but former President Donald Trump, he is in no position to explain himself. He doesn't have to.
And if you're a Wisconsinite, you should be more interested in what Robin Voss has to say versus what Donald Trump is saying, because we already know what Donald Trump is about, what he's going to do, what he's planning to do. We've seen the movie before. We've seen the first version. And so
he's got a greatest hits album. Right.
Yeah, he about to have a remix.
He got a greatest hits album of all the racist things I've said to people in America.
Remix, baby.
Man. Yeah. So, what? Yeah.
So we know what is about to happen. So again, if you're focused on Donald Trump saying, well, black jobs are being taken, and you're not caring about Robin Voss having a special meeting on a Saturday to make sure that he had enough or force people enough to accept a deal that eliminates DEI. So
look, yeah. Telly, I know we got to go. Our incredible producer, DJ Ricky, is telling us that we got to take a break. But I will say this. Actually, you know what? I'm going to save it for my truth of the matter, but I'll give a preview. Black jobs, Hispanic jobs, white jobs, however you receive that message. For me, the focus should be on how come we have all these black people and black jobs working, but the likelihood of us being promoted and put into highly visible leadership positions without being demoted or fired within the 2 years that we took the job, that's where we should really be focusing. Black leadership. Mm-hmm. Critical black leadership. You are listening again to the best morning show on planet Earth. We come back, Telly and I will give you our truth of the matter and get you ready for 9 more hours of live consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. And again, make sure that you download the Truth app as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you never ever miss a show, you never miss notifications, and you are connected to 11 hours of live Black Talk Radio. Look, my truth of the matter is simply this. Democracy is supposed to be on the ballot and at the focal point when we vote. And for Black Americans, as we are measuring both presidential candidates regarding economic justice, health access, educational equity, all of these things are on the line. And the writing is on the wall that these areas, especially as it relates to Black people, Black Americans, are going to be eliminated. So it's time for us to not get caught up in who said what and how it was said. We got to look at the policies and the procedures that are real, that are impacting Black people in this country, not what somebody said. So I hope that, again, as we are getting closer to November 5th, we really focus on what's happening in the background, what's happening in the pipeline as part of the agenda and the attack on Black Americans. And it's truly, is democracy truly on the ballot for 2024?
The truth of the matter, DT, my truth of the matter, I'll keep it short and brief. Again, I want to just shout out the greatest fraternity in the land, that is Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, because you can pay attention to what is going on in the media, but people are still out here putting in work. Nearly 30,000 brothers down here in Tampa, Florida, making an impact in our community. So continue to put in the work. Don't get caught up in thinking about Donald Trump talking about black jobs, because as we've heard from several callers throughout our show, it's time to create our own. It's time to put in our own work and not wait for others to do for you, for things that you could do for yourself. So we are out here continuing to put in the work, and don't get caught up in distractions.
There it is. Great truth of the matter, Telly. Thank you so much again for tuning in. We're going to hear and see y'all, Lord willing, tomorrow. Up next, Sherwin Hughes. Make it a great day. Tell somebody you love them. I love you.
Peace out.